Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air. This is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny, here are your hosts, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom.
Thank you, Andrew Downs. As Chris Williams said, no Chris Williams. Tonight he's at a Halloween function with his wife and daughter. Joined by Adam Gray, though, we'll have Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive later in the show. We got a packed show. We'll also talk to Maury Hanks from the Emerald Coast Classic. Basketball is just right around the corner. Iowa State headed to the Panhandle in Florida. We'll learn more about that tournament. You know who's playing in that tournament?
UAB. Got them circled.
Concerned about. I don't know if they're going to get there.
You don't think so?
Illinois is okay. Illinois and UAB on the other side of that four-team pot. Iowa State opens up with Virginia Tech and Buzz Williams.
Illinois, Ravonte Rice has finally exhausted his eligibility, hasn't he?
The Jess Settles of the Big Ten and Drake. Yes, he's finally gone. But Illinois is very average. Virginia Tech's okay. And UAB is, I think, probably the second-best team in that tournament next to Iowa State. It'd be fun to see them. But we'll talk to Maury Hanks about the Emerald Coast Classic, which is a month from now. Basketball season just a couple weeks from now. We'll get Tim Mullen's picks. He's always spot on for Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. We'll talk to the Doc Greenwald at the McFarland Clinic as Iowa State heads down to Waco, Texas. Adam, we'll start there. You're the voice of the fan. This game, the spread, is 37 points. I looked it up today.
Ouch.
The last time Iowa State was underdogs of 35 points or more.
Last time they played in Waco.
Nope.
No?
1997. It has been 18 years since they were 35-point or more underdogs. That, of course, was the Nebraska game in 97. Not to make people feel worse about what could happen on Saturday, but that game ended 77-14. It was the most points Iowa State has ever given up in a game, and it continues to be so. Nebraska led by, I believe that was the Scott Frost-led Huskers at the time. But that was clear weather in Lincoln that day. In Waco on Saturday, I'm not a meteorologist, 8 to 10 inches of rain in the next 3 days. That's a lot of rain.
That is a lot of rain.
I don't know. How do you think that'll impact the festivities down in Waco?
I don't think it'll matter a lot as far as the outcome of the game. I think it could impact scoring one way or the other. I mean, whether, you know, rain sometimes it helps offensive players because they know where they're going, as you know, compared to the defensive players. But really, at the end of the day, I think they have too much speed, and I don't see Iowa State being able to keep up for four quarters to even make it a game in the second half.
Now, I listened to the U Williams and Mark Charter's famous forecast.
Yeah, appreciate. Yeah,
great as usual. But you guys had an interesting conversation about going into a game. You as the fan here.
Yes.
And knowing that the likelihood of winning is very, 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 very small. But yet you came with the argument that you still always like to think there's a chance.
Well, there is. Otherwise, why play? And as a fan, why watch? If I go into a game thinking there's 0% chance of watching, it's I guess I don't take that approach. I look at it, and I, you know, granted, I'm kind of a competitive guy by nature, but I look at it as, you know, even though they're 7-point underdogs, Iowa State to win, why not go in there thinking, hey, if we score and we're up 7-0, I'm going to be optimistic, like we can just keep this a game staying as long as possible. Weird stuff happens all the time. I mean, there you've seen crazy upsets in football and basketball for years. I'm not predicting it. I don't think it's going to happen, but why not?
11 o'clock game, a lot of rain, but you look at this Baylor team, and are they the best team in college football right now? I mean, I think if you look at the numbers, and Ohio State's ranked first, but yeah. I don't know if you can compare. The question is the competition that each has played. But Baylor's offensive numbers, I mean, they're not human right now. They're literally from Mars. Because here's some numbers for you. They're averaging 720 yards per game. The NCAA record for most yards per game in a season is by Houston in 1989. That was the Andre Ware team. They averaged 620 yards per game. They're over 100 yards more right now than the NCAA record 6 games into the year. Just to put it in Iowa State perspective, Iowa State's single-game high in program history is 660 yards. They're averaging 60 more yards per game than Iowa State's highest in program history. It's just, it's amazing. Their leading wide receiver, Coleman, has 16 touchdown receptions. Their punter has 12 punts the entire season. These numbers aren't human. Like they're not even video game numbers, because if this was a video game, it wouldn't be realistic.
It's a good thing we're at a bar because I could use a drink after hearing that. That's scary for what's going to happen on Saturday. And for people listening right now, what Bloom just did, running off those numbers, he's got no sheet in front of him. He's not looking at you. Have those memorized?
Well, because I got to know what I'm getting myself into.
It's better just not to know what you're going to get into because that was depressing. But yeah, I think they're the best team in the country. They're definitely the best offense in the country. But they haven't been tested. Iowa State probably is not going to be a test for them. You're not going to know what Baylor's like for probably another 3 or 4 weeks, really, until someone really can hit him in the mouth, give him a little bit of scare, because it's going to happen. Someone's going to scare him. They're going to be in the third quarter of a tight game, and then how are they going to be able to play? So,
and the interesting thing about Baylor, everyone thinks, okay, they throw it all around the place. They've got Seth Russell, all these great receivers. They actually are running for over 300 yards per game as well. Just a machine. And let me get your perspective on the Iowa State defense. I bet if you asked somebody here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny your opinion of the Iowa State defense right now, what do you think they'd say?
It's a poor defense that can't stop any good offense.
They're 111th in the nation right now in total defense. But
yes.
Get this. They have held 5 of their 6 opponents below their season average in points. So is it just a case that Iowa State's playing really good offenses and this defense – and I'm not saying it's going to mean anything for Baylor because we know Baylor's going to put up some points. But maybe this Iowa State defense isn't as bad as Joe Average makes it out to be.
I think it's a combination. I think it's A, it's not as bad, and B, it's still early in the year where a lot of these teams have still played other bad teams, non-conference, so they're scoring at a higher rate. Now when they start playing more games in conference, their scoring average is probably going to go down, and you'll get a better reflection of how Iowa State compares to them. But I don't think Iowa State's the 111th worst defense in the country. They're probably somewhere in the 60s, 70s would be my guess. But when you're playing in the Big 12 with these offenses, good luck.
And Wally Burnham, the nightmare's almost over for that guy. 3 straight weeks of playing the 3 best offenses in the nation, and Baylor the best of the bunch. But now I think after this game, there's at least some light at the end of the tunnel. When you play Texas at home, you get West Virginia, you get K-State, some more human offenses – should help that defense. I think it's not as bad as people think it is, but the offense, again, we saw against TCU, and C-Dub's been hard on the offense, and I think rightfully so all week, where Iowa State looks great first quarter to score 21 points and then not to score again. And I mean, I wasn't there. It's the first game I've missed. I was on the road for work. That's frustrating. Like, I get it, because that's 3 quarters where you're in that game and you just can't, the offense can't muster up a touchdown, and then that fumble on the option play.
That was
a big moment.
Yeah.
It was a big moment.
Yeah, because momentum, especially when you're at home, the crowd was into it, and you got to keep up with these teams. I mean, you get down 10 and trying to get 2 stops against a TCU or a Baylor, it's hard enough to get 1 stop. But when you have to get 2 stops to get back in the game, you're pretty much almost out of it. So Iowa State's going to have to find a way to consistently get points. There's good enough players there for them to score points, and they can look really good at times. I mean, Iowa State in the first half of that game looked really good on offense, but whether it's adjustments or players stepping up in the second half, something needs to change. Otherwise, they're going to struggle to beat a lot of these teams.
And quarterback controversy is still permeating, although I don't know if it's really...
Is it a controversy?
It's not. I mean, here's the deal. Here's my opinion, at least.
Okay.
Paul Rose and Mark Mangino obviously know their job is on the line. If they thought Joel Lanning would give them the best chance to win, he'd play more. And he makes that throw.
Mm-hmm.
I know you had a strong opinion on what he said at the press conference on Monday regarding that perhaps that throw by Lanning wasn't the best decision to be made. It's just I have a hard time thinking that if Lanning's the guy and he's the most talented of the bunch and he gives him the best chance to win, he wouldn't be out there.
You'd like to think that, wouldn't you? I mean,
what am I missing?
I don't know. I don't know what you're missing. I mean, I agree with you. They're coaching for their job, so they're going to do whatever they think is the best. Gives them the best chance to win, and they obviously think it's Richardson. And me and you, we're not in practice. We don't see what's going on, so we don't know. The only thing I keep going back to is at this point in time, we know we're getting out of Sam Richardson. I mean, record's not 100% his fault, but he is the leader. He is the quarterback. I would play Lanning. I'm not saying I would start Lanning,
sure,
but I would play him more snaps than he's gotten so far in this point of the season and just go from there and see, because there's not really any pressure on Lanning, is there? I mean, no one's expecting Iowa State to go out and score 35 points a game, so he can go out there kind of free and just say, hey, man, go make some plays for us. Go see if you can win us a game.
There's just got to be something more to it. Because Joel's been very good when he's been in there.
Yeah.
But he hasn't. He's had that one drive at Texas Tech when the game was essentially over,
mm-hmm.
Where he's had total command of the offense. Everything else has been in that Joel Lanning package where he comes in and he's ran the ball most of the time. So we'll talk about Lanning and his progression. What do you think Iowa State? I think it was going to play quite a bit more at Baylor, whether that's because they're going to be up four touchdowns and whether it's because Joel's going to be playing more is to be seen. But we're very pleased to be joined right now by Maury Hanks from the Emerald Coast Classic. That's tournament Iowa State's going to be playing with. We want to talk about basketball right now in a month. And Maury, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you very much for having me on, Brent and Adam. I greatly appreciate it.
Now, tell me about how do you set up a tournament like this? We see them around Thanksgiving time in college basketball, and I love to sit on my couch and watch all of these things. But clearly these decisions are made to invite these tournaments long-term in advance. How do you set up a tournament like this?
Oh, I've been doing a number of these. I guess besides ESPN, I've done more tournaments like this, which are called multi-team events, than any promoter out there. We're fortunate. We started the tournament in Destin, Florida last year. It was our first year, and it's grown from then. We got a great field this year. We've got a great field next year, and we're very lucky and excited to have the eight teams that are down there, and four really good teams in the bracket Iowa State's in. We've got Iowa State, UAB, Illinois, and Virginia Tech, and we're very excited about having such a good field down there for the second year of the event.
Now, when you saw that UAB and Iowa State potential matchup in the final, now that these were determined though before they would have met in the NCAA tournament, correct?
Yes, these contracts have been signed at least a year, maybe longer, maybe some 18 months, and so it just happened to work out that way, and we'd already matched up the teams on the first night. On Friday night before they even played, so that's why Iowa State's playing Virginia Tech. Some people said, "Oh, you should have moved it," but once teams have you've sent that out, you really can't change that. But as you said, they do have a chance to play the second evening.
So tell me, what do you know about Virginia Tech? That's Iowa State's first opponent. We know Buzz Williams is there. He used to be at Marquette, rebuilding job last season, but I suppose they're going to be a lot better than they were a year ago.
They're going to be a lot better. We had a media day, a local media day, and Coach Williams, as Coach Prohm, and a lot of the other coaches were nice enough to join us. He's very excited about his team this year. He had a top 20 recruiting class last year, so I expect a lot of new players will be playing, for the Hokies this year when they play Iowa State November 27th.
Maury Hanks from the Emerald Coast Classic. That's the tournament Iowa State is going to be playing in a month in the Panhandle of Florida. And Maury, this is the second year of this tournament. I think Cincinnati won it last year. But just speak to the area of Florida. I know a lot of us have probably been to Orlando. We've been to Miami. But I've never been to the Fort Walton Beach, Destin, Niceville area. What's that area like for Cyclone fans?
You know what?
Don't
feel bad, sir. I'm 53 years old. Until about 4 years ago, I had never been there because I grew up in Los Angeles. It is without a doubt, the nicest beaches in the continental United States. White sand beaches. You literally think you're in the Caribbean, the Cayman Islands, or someplace like that. Fort Walton Beach, Destin, Destin. They all run together on the beach. Niceville is where the college is at, and that's about a 20-minute ride from the beach area. The hotel, Iowa State is staying at the San Destin Hilton, is one of the best hotels in that entire southeast region. That's where the SEC and Conference USA hold their conference meetings. I mean, the SEC can go anywhere with the money they have, and they choose to come to this area. It's a wonderful area, and the local people support it very well. We've got great ticket sales going on for this year, for this tournament already. And your fans, the Iowa State fans, when we put on tickets September 15th, jumped online and called, and they've ordered a bunch of tickets. The people from Illinois, so we're expecting great crowds this year for the Iowa State sessions, which are session 2 and 4. There's only probably 500 or 600 seats left, and it's the best thing I can tell you about the arena is it's 2,300 seats. It's all chair backs from the floor to the top floor to the top row, 15 rows. So there's not a bad seat in the house, and seats are you get two games a day. Tickets are $15 and $30, and no matter where you seat, where you sit, every seat's a great seat.
Now, for Iowa State fans who may have not known their Thanksgiving plans yet, they could go to West Virginia for the football game, but I think the better option maybe go down to Niceville and watch the basketball team. How many tickets remaining, and then where can they go to perhaps purchase some tickets?
Right. There's about for the Iowa State sessions, which again gives them two games. They play at 6 o'clock on Friday the 27th against Virginia Tech, and UAB will play Illinois at 8:30, and then the next night the games are at 3:30 and 6. Iowa State will either play at 3:30, 6, regarding how they do on Friday. But they can go to www.emeraldcoastclassic.com. It's basically one-stop shopping. They can buy tickets there. They can get discounted hotels there. If they click on the hotel page, the hotel where Iowa State is staying there, we've got four or five other different choices there. So all different price levels of hotels. And there's information about the area. Like I said, I can't say enough about the area. That time of year, the weather's great. There's great shopping, great food, all kinds of things to do when the team's not playing.
And Maury, the games are televised for those who can't make it on CBS Sports Network, correct?
Correct, yes. The both semifinal games on Friday night are televised, and the game on Saturday, the championship game at 6 o'clock Central Time, is televised.
Well, Maury Hanks, appreciate you joining us. I actually get to go down to that tournament on the radio, the Cyclone Radio Network, so hopefully I'll run into you down there on one of those white sandy beaches.
We'll look forward to having you down there. And again, I can't thank you enough for having me on tonight.
No problem. Have a great night. That's Maury Hanks from the Emerald Coast Classic. That's where Iowa State is headed as part of that 8-team tournament. But it's really their pod, Adam Gray. It's just that 4-team pod. So they'll play Virginia Tech and then UAB and Illinois on the other side. Now, you have been to that area before.
A while ago.
Tell me about it.
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, it's a place that if you got time, you go there, nice vacation, you can watch Iowa State get a little redemption against UAB. And it's kind of unique, isn't it? Who would have thought that we'd ever cheer for UAB again? But I guarantee you when UAB and Illinois play, Iowa State fans will stay there, and they will cheer for UAB because they want redemption in that game.
And so do the players.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Talk about a fun Saturday night matchup, potentially, between Iowa State and UAB.
And you get to call that game,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, so I get to go. Walters has West Virginia football,
yep.
And you have to keep the Godfather with football, obviously. And so they said, who's the JV guy we can send down with the basketball team?
Yeah.
And so they nominated me. So I got to go. And just found out today, my buddy, Brett Cooper, is going to be my color analyst.
Oh.
So shout out to Coop Dog. We did the game in Oklahoma last February, and the Coop Dog gets the call.
That's
when you go down to Destin, Florida.
Watch it on TV, listen to you on the radio.
Yes, so that'll be on the Cyclone Radio Network as well. So you can watch on CBS Sports Network if you're not there. I believe, let's check out with Andrew Downs, it should be on 100.3 The Bus. I'm not sure when that Iowa State football game is going to be, so you might have to do some TV juggling that night. But basketball season right around the corner. We thank Maury Hanks for joining us here on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. When we come back, we will get to the icon himself from Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. That's Tim Mullen. And we got a deal this week. If you want to get away from your wife, this deal is for you. I'll just leave it at that. That coming up next here on 1460 KXNO.
There are three numbers Gershman Mortgage wants you to know. One, your credit score. The higher the score, the better your credit. The better your credit, the lower your loan interest, the more money you save. Two, what is the percentage rate of your current mortgage? Getting a lower mortgage rate, even 0.5%, can save you tens of thousands of dollars. Three, your wife's birthday. Forget that, and the other two numbers become insignificant. Oh, and here's one more number. 330-2930, Gershman Mortgage. When buying a home, get educated, not sold. Give us a call.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Nebraska Furniture Mart proudly supports CycloneFanatic.com. So let me ask you this. Are you ready to upgrade your game day TV to catch every Cyclone play this season? Nebraska Furniture Mart has you covered. Plus, they shop the competition, so you don't have to. Every day, Nebraska Furniture Mart updates its electronic price tag, so you know you are getting the low price that you deserve. Stop by their store in Clive. It's just one block south of Hickman down on 94th Street to see the savings for yourself. Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, a proud supporter of CycloneFanatic.com.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
One thing's for sure, if you're listening to this program, we can probably agree that we're all Iowa State fans. But what about pro sports? Who's your favorite NFL team, NBA team? Baseball? Hockey? Whatever it is, you'll find that team's flag at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. Every team, every sport, every flag. Almost. Shop for yourself online, heartlandflags.com. It's an easy-to-search for the flag you want website. Click the banner ad on CycloneFanatic.com to go straight to the Iowa State merchandise. Or search for the flag you want, heartlandflags.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Back here at Ben Formers in Ankeny, joined by Adam Gray, he is the voice of the fan, and also now Tim Mullen, Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. It is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. I am Brent Blue, and fellas, we always, after the show, get a buffalo chicken pizza.
Yeah.
And this, you could screw up a buffalo chicken pizza. Like, it takes some nice balance. But yeah. I think the Benchwarmers buffalo chicken pizza is the right around of temperature. It's just solid. Can't go wrong.
Not too much sauce, not too little. It's perfect.
So, it has never failed us.
It is the most reliable pizza in Des Moines.
Phenomenal.
I've never had a bad buffalo chicken pizza.
We've actually got other pizzas, but always at least got the buffalo chicken while we're here.
It is old reliable.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Can't go wrong.
Let's get one ordered now.
I think we should probably go talk to somebody.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
I'll just handle Tim.
You guys don't need me.
We've got Tim Mullen from Nebraska, Furniture Martin Clive, and as a tease going into the break, I said, this is if you want to get away from your wife. And I know we're all married. Sometimes it's
happily.
For now, yeah, of course. Sometimes you just need your space. And this is the deal of the week from Nebraska Furniture Mart. If you have a garage where you spend a lot of time, I can't think of a better deal than getting this. Well, tell us about it, Tim.
Sure.
This seems like an ideal fridge.
Yeah, it is.
For the man's garage.
It is. What we got this week for the Fanatics, it's a Gladiator Systems. It's called the Chillerator.
It's a great
marketing. Not a refrigerator, gentlemen. It's a Chillerator. It's a 19-cube garage fridge. And here's the deal about the fridge that makes it so different than the other ones you're going to get bought today. You got a man cave out in your garage. You got a place you like to go hang out. I'm a happily married man with three beautiful daughters, but I love to be in the garage. It's a place I hang out, and you got to have a place to keep that beer cold, keep the pop cold, popsicles, things of that nature. But fridges today, when you buy them, any other fridge in this on the market, the condensers don't stay warm. You throw them out in a cold garage out here in Iowa, and it gets, 0, 10 below out. Compressor stops working. Can't have a fridge out there. So this Chillerator system actually has a built-in heater system in it, so it can survive Iowa garages year-round, keeps the beer cold, or whatever beverage of your choice. Keeps popsicles cold for the kid. Great system. And The Gladiator systems from Whirlpool actually comes with a lot of accessories to it. You can buy cabinets, you can buy racks, you can buy benches. There's a lot of different accessories you can put out there with this. But this fridge right here, inclusive of itself, this is a $1,299 fridge that we sell every day at MSRP. And what we're going to do for the Fanatics, as we've done it every time so far, we're going to open doors tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. We're going to sell it through Sunday at 5 o'clock when we're done for the day. But we're going to go from $12.99 to $649.99.
Wow.
We're going to pretty
That's
much cut it in half for everybody.
Half.
And it's, I'm telling you, if you go out to the store there, it's already on display back there. It is a manly fridge, gentlemen. It's got roller coaster wheels on the bottom. I'm telling you, they're just giant coaster wheels that can spin wherever
roll
you want it to.
You
move it all over the garage.
Yeah, diamond plating front on it. It's a manly fridge.
Reminds me of the Tommy Boy.
Yeah.
Quote.
Yeah.
You can put my six pack of soda in there.
In soda?
But it's 19 cubic feet. Like that.
Yeah.
That's probably a couple cases.
Yeah. How many beers? That's really the question I care about. How many beers can fit in there?
I'm going to roughly guess, multiple cases in there, gentlemen. Yeah. I mean, you got the beer fridge out in the garage. It's a great thing for you out there. But multiple cases. And like you said, anything you want to keep cold.
Put a Dr. Pepper in there.
Absolutely could.
Did you know? Because this is an educational program here on KXNO, that Dr. Pepper was invented in Waco, Texas.
No.
Also, at one point, prostitution was legal in Waco, Texas. These are things you don't learn at any other radio show.
Where do you go to find this information?
It just appears.
I was going to say, he doesn't have this written down in front of him either.
Yeah, but invented by a pharmacist, the Dr. Pepper, not the
That I knew about, yeah.
In
Dr. 18, Pepper.
1885. So that's why, if you go to Baylor, there's Dr. Pepper everywhere. So next time you're in Waco, look for the Dr. Pepper Museum.
And if you like Dr. Pepper, it'll fit a bunch in this fridge.
In that chillerator.
Yeah,
and it'll stay nice and cold, just perfect temperature.
Yeah, 10 o'clock tomorrow, while supplies last, $649.99.
Yes.
Fantastic, but also not the only fantastic thing going on. We have our season-long tailgate prize package that you can still get in the running for.
Yep. Yeah, you know, we like doing the picture every week with all the Fanatics out there, and have a good time going on the site and putting your picks in there. So a couple great opportunities. You can stop in the store at any time. We got the enter to win box right at the front of the store. No purchase necessary. Just over 18, U.S. citizen, all the good legal jargon. But stop in there. You can fill out a slip. But then, hey, go on to CycloneFanatic.com and, you know, fill out your entry form for the weekly picks. And if you win that, you get a second entry form because it is limit one per customer unless you win those picks. So. And with doing that, we're offering up the Dish Tailgater mobile dish system. So watch satellite anywhere you want on the go. You get the Epson portable projector, and then you get a 73-inch daylight portable projector screen. So you pretty much football wherever you want in the middle of anywhere. So.
And the good news is, if you're behind three touchdowns in the fourth quarter, you can go outside.
You can go back out to the old pickup RV, whatever you got.
Not that it's relevant in this current situation.
Not at all.
Right, not at all.
I have never heard that tailgating is the best thing going on up in Ames.
Hypothetically.
Never heard that before.
Of course. Well,
yeah, these deals have been great. They've done a great job working. I do want to give one quick shout-out. I have a marketing associate works for me in Omaha. Her name is Kristen Klein. She's done a great job helping me all of last year and into this year, and I would be remiss if I didn't say, Kristen, thanks for the help. So I wanted to go on there and say that.
Absolutely.
So
thank
I appreciate
you,
her help.
Yeah, thank you.
Another fantastic
deal.
Again, 10 a.m., the doors open all the way through Sunday. And you can look for their chillerator. They got other great stuff in there as well.
So, I mean,
you need a TV for the game on Saturday?
We got your TVs covered, yeah.
And in about a month, Black Friday is right around the corner.
We'll
get into that at some point. But keep Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive on your radar. Let's get into the picks. Kind of an odd slate of games in college football. I'm not a fan, really, of any of these games. Let's start in the Pac-12. Utah's third ranked in the country. They're on the road at USC, and they're underdogs. Adam Gray, what does Williams think?
You know, Williams, he's going to stick with the road team here. He likes Utah. He didn't give me anything here, so I'm just going to –
We hear from him all the time.
Okay.
What does Adam Gray think?
You know what? I'm going to go with the home team, USC, here. It's going to be interesting to see how they rebound. New coach. It's the second game now with Sarkisian gone. I thought they did pretty well against Notre Dame, put up a fight. Now they're at home. I think they just have enough talent where they can win this game and cover. I like USC by 7.
Tim?
Okay. So due to my diligent research, gentlemen, to me, running games travel, defenses travel. I think Utah has a running game. Devontae Booker's, I think, like 12th or 13th in the country in rushing. I know he's top 15th in the country. On top of that, Kessler hasn't had a great couple of games here. He's thrown four picks over the last two games. Utah is leading the nation, tied, but leading the nation in interceptions. I think if you control that clock, have a great running game, force Kessler to have to put the ball up, I think Utah gets a pick here late, and I think they win on the road.
You know, conventional wisdom to me says Utah is third-ranked in the country, and they're on the road against an unranked team. Why are they the underdog? And that's when I go the other way. It's a Vegas trap, so I'm just going to pick USC. I did not do any analysis like Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart, but I'm taking the Trojans.
Well, you did analysis, but it was all spent on the down in Waco. I think you did enough analysis on that.
It was all about Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. This is the key thing that we care about.
Yeah.
What are the pick standings, by the way? I should probably get into that.
Did I get this on to
you
this week?
Yes, I did. Yep.
I think we're all tied.
No.
No?
No. C-Dub and I passed you by one
did
game.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, do you know why?
C-Dub and I went 4-2 last week, and you went 3-3.
It's the curse of Bill Snyder and the Vampire.
It bit me, too.
So they are at Texas. Texas favored by 4. K-State coming off a 55-0 beating at the hands of Bob Stoops in Oklahoma. Start with Tim. Does K-State get back on track?
Yeah, so last week I picked the old Vampire for the first time in, like, 5 games, and he bit me.
He will do that.
It hurt a little bit. But, you know, as I put the stat up last week, he's strong in October. We're getting closer to Halloween. But the one thing that interests me is, you know, Kansas State has only given up 42 yards a game rushing on the road this year. A little known fact. And that's all Texas does is run. Their passing game is 117th in the nation. I think defense travels again here, and I think Kansas State goes to Texas and wins this game.
Adam?
Yeah, I actually – Bill Snyder's – just a freak. I mean, I'm just sitting here trying to think of a way to say it. They lose 55-0, and I look at it and say, yeah, they're probably going to come back and win this game by 30.
No joke. He had a handwritten note to the students.
To the students. I mean, 70.
If he spent more time coaching and not writing handwritten notes,
because it took him like 2 minutes to write that letter.
Well, he also wrote one to Boykin.
He did. He did.
The guy he congratulated him on what a great game he had.
I'm going to make a bold prediction here on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show in Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. You ready for this?
Sure.
Bill Snyder will be out at K-State quicker than Charlie Strong is out at Texas.
Bold.
I don't think that's that bold.
I'm going with it. I think Snyder might be done after this year. I really do.
I hope so.
I think it'll be.
You're hopeful.
I think this year's trending the wrong way for him.
I think he'll step down, though.
How many times in the last 5 years?
They wouldn't fire him, but I think he might step down.
They could never fire him.
I agree with you.
How many times in the last 5 years have you thought he was done, and then he's rebounded and won?
Oh, like every week.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's going to happen again this week.
So I'm taking Texas.
Okay.
And I think Texas wins that by 2 touchdowns.
C-Dub likes Texas as well.
That's my most confident play of the week. So we can pick this game anyway. Mississippi. I think I picked A&M because I didn't know.
What is it, 6.5, right?
5.5.
5.5.
5.5, okay.
We win at 5.5.
What do you got, Tim?
A&M's allowing a ton of rushing after seeing what Alabama did last week. I think that Ole Miss has a recipe to go into A&M and what's at Mississippi. But play A&M, keep them off the field. I like Ole Miss to cover.
Yeah, Ole Miss got embarrassed on the road against Memphis. I know Memphis is a good team, but they look at themselves as an SEC school. They should never lose to Memphis. That's how they look at it. They're going home in a game that they really need to win to kind of save their season from starting to spiral.
Yeah.
So I'd like them to win that game by about 10 points.
All right, next one, Texas Tech on the road at Oklahoma. Oklahoma favored by 14.5. I'll go first here. I like Oklahoma a lot here. Stoops in October is great until he gets to November and then he falls apart. So I think they put it on Texas Tech there in Norman. Adam?
This is going to be a sneaky good game. I actually like Texas Tech to be able to throw the ball on Oklahoma, and I think their offense is good enough. Oklahoma's just not consistent on offense. I haven't seen them be able to put up points consistently. I think this is like a inside of a touchdown game.
Okay. Tim?
I think just like in Iowa, everybody's talking about the new Kirk. This might be a difference for me with the old Stoops. To me, every time they started out strong, lost the game that nobody thought they would lose, their season kind of faltered. And then what do? They come back and just shellack K-State. And to me, with the defense, with the yards, Texas Tech is giving up at home in Norman. I'll take Oklahoma all day. I think Oklahoma's by 3 touchdowns here.
Yeah,
easily.
I agree. I think Oklahoma,
I think they just wreck them.
Just houses Texas Tech. And I think Texas Tech starts going the wrong way, too.
Well, last week was not
defense,
a good sign for them.
But defense is horrible.
They're not a good defense, and Kansas slowed down their offense. That's strange. I didn't watch much
of it.
Giving
up 550-plus yards a game.
It's just not great.
That's bad.
Big Ten West, Northwestern's at Nebraska. heck's going on with the Wildcats. I don't know, but they're at Nebraska. Nebraska favored by 8.5. Tim, you're the Big Ten West expert.
Yeah, it is. You know, so Northwestern's vaunted defense gets wrecked 2 weeks in a row here. They seemingly forgot how to stop the run, and, you know, whether Newby's running the ball or Armstrong's taking off with it by tucking and running, I just don't see how. I mean, that's the wrong place to go into to right the ship.
It's, sure.
This isn't your dad's Nebraska, so to speak, but it's still Memorial Stadium, and Nebraska's still Nebraska. And the way they're giving up the run, I think Nebraska takes this season.
I will take them as well. Adam?
I'll take Nebraska, too. Even if Northwestern's defense gets back on track, I think their offense is playing so bad right now,
correct,
it's not going to matter.
They have no identity right now.
None.
In the last game, Iowa State's on the road at Baylor. As mentioned, 37 points is the largest point spread in an Iowa State game since Nebraska in 1997. That one didn't end well. But this one could be played in really hurricane conditions, and that's not an exaggeration. They're expecting 8 to 10 inches of rain in Waco over the next 2 days.
Hopefully it'll wash away a couple of their players.
Well, we know it won't be the
maybe
big time.
Coleman. Coleman might be coming.
Yeah. See, which they're right on the Brazos River there.
Yeah, what is this? So what, he's at what? How many? 16 touchdowns?
16 touchdowns.
And I think the season record for TCU is like 17.
Iowa State's is 9, isn't it?
Yeah, no, but he's already set
there's the
Baylor record.
There's some record he's already set, yeah,
he
like
set
halfway
the Baylor
through
record.
Something like that.
The NCAA record is 27 touchdowns by Louisiana Tech's, who was that cat back in the 90s?
Who?
Edwards something. Anyway, 37 points. Iowa State's on the road in Waco. Obviously a huge, huge, huge challenge. Can Iowa State cover?
I don't know. I think 2 years ago, what were we, 34-point underdogs
just
going in there?
33.5.
And I laughed at that line. I thought it was the most ridiculous line in the world, and Iowa State got beat 71-7 in that game. So I'm not laughing at this. I think that Iowa State covers a 60-28 game, somewhere around there. Iowa State gets shellacked, but they cover.
Tim?
Okay, so I was getting ready to do my picks today. I'm sitting at the old office there, and I'm ready to take Baylor. But I got an insider named Crystal Bloom. And she tells me it's going to rain cats and dogs. 37
true
points in that weather just
she
seems
is an
crazy
insider
to me.
She
where
is,
did she get that information
I
from?
Have no
she
idea
is an NFM insider.
Did she know anything about Waco?
I don't. Yeah, she knows how to make Dr. Pepper there. No, I didn't know about that until today, but I can't help
big
but think that. I mean, 8 to 10, and they do have a great running game.
I mean,
Linwood can run the ball like crazy, but I think you put any environment in there, and that takes the passing game out of it, and that's where I think they could pass all over Iowa State, and I would take it all day long if it's a bright, sunny, 70 day. But I just think with the rain and the weather and how that's going to go, I don't think Baylor's going to look to put up, you know, 70 points. I think they want to win by 3-4 touchdowns, keep it respectful in bad weather. I think Iowa State covers this.
I'm kind of in that same realm. I mean, it's clearly going to be a long, tough afternoon for Iowa State. But
yeah.
I come back to it. I don't think the Iowa State defense is that awful. I will be surprised if they give up 60 plus, and I think Iowa State can get 24 points on them.
Yep.
So, I mean, I passed fifth grade math. That's a 37 point difference. So I think they can get within that number. Still going to be a huge, huge challenge.
And I think as bad as the season has been, and as sad as you are, you know, sitting there going, "There's no way," you do have to give some empathy to the fact of the schedule. I mean, it was what 2-3 weeks ago. It was the number one toughest schedule remaining the rest of the season.
Yeah.
You have to give a little bit of credibility to that and go, because I agree with you, Bloom, I don't think it's as bad as people think it is.
And this is why, like, Wally Burnham's getting a lot of grief on Cyclone Fanatic right now.
Yeah.
Some
well, sure
people
he is
saying that he's lost it, he doesn't know how to coach anymore. And, I mean, the guy's, he's 74 years old. What he's done in his tenure is keep offenses below their season average,
yep,
and create turnovers. Well, guess what? This year, they're keeping teams below their season average. The problem is they're not turning teams over. And
right,
so I think it looks a lot worse. And then Iowa State's offense is not rising to the occasion. A perfect example of this, last year I rewatched the Baylor game from last year.
Why?
Well, because
he had
some
free time.
I'm a terrible human being, and I like watching terrible things. But, no, in that first 18 minutes of that game, so the first quarter and the first 3 minutes of the second quarter, Iowa State forces Baylor into 4 punts. They had punted 4 times all year previous to that. They forced 4 Baylor punts in the first 15 minutes, yet the offense kept doing 3 and outs, and at halftime it's 35-7.
Yeah.
Because the offense didn't help out. If you give the ball back to Baylor, they're going to score at some point. And so it's up to the Iowa State offense to do something. And I think if I'm giving grades right now, if I'm giving an F, I'm giving an F to the offense, not to the defense.
I agree with that.
I agree.
I think you see the yardage and you see the points and you go, okay, that defense is terrible. But I just have a hard time coming to that
conclusion.
It's
an offensive league.
I think the Texas Tech game is still fresh in people's minds. And I mean
yeah,
if you give up 770 yards.
Yeah. I'm not going to argue that.
So, and I think that's where people are going off of right now. And it's hard to blame people. I mean, when you give up 66 points,
I understand.
You look at it and say, we stink on defense.
But that was one game out of six.
I agree. I would say four out of six games Iowa State's defense has played above average.
Because what did they give up against TCU?
45.
What was their average?
48.
Yeah, it's just...
And once again, the offense completely let them down the last three quarters of the game, and they couldn't do anything.
You know, and I know Chris has been harping on this all week, is that Mangino's got a great reputation, or did before he came to Iowa State. But, I mean, I think you don't want to toss blame all sides, but I think if I'm blaming one side or the other, even though there's all this yardage by these opposing offenses, I think the majority, I would say, has to be on the offensive side. Now, they've had their opportunities. It's not Mangino's fault that they botch an option play against TCU. It's not his fault that Sam throws a couple picks against Texas Tech. But, I mean, you share all that. But I don't know. I mean, it's just tough to see. You can see Wally's getting frustrated with what he's having to go through right now because he feels like he's playing these top offenses, and he's got a Nerf gun, and they've got howitzers, and it's just tough. But, you know, it's going to be a tough week, and then things get easier. Texas next week, West Virginia, K-State still on the schedule. And I think Oklahoma State's a game Iowa State can win up in Ames. Although they're undefeated, I think they will lose a couple games here shortly.
Agreed.
Yep.
Tim? You got the Chillerator.
Chillerator coming in and see us. Yep, $649.99. Great for the garage. Any man cave area you got is going to be great. A lot of accessories with it. Open tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, running through Sunday while supplies last. Come on and see our guys. We'll take care of you.
And
sign up for the Enter to Win for the Dish Network tailgater as well.
And if you need weather conditions in Waco, you can go stop by and see Crystal
yes,
at Nebraska.
That is correct.
She'll help you out as well. Always good to see Tim. And we'll be back with more from Benchwarmers at Ankeny, as this is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive on 1460 KXNO.
Hey guys, it's Ken from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill in Ankeny. Not your average sports bar. In fact, you may be a bit thunderstruck. 29 flat screen TVs to enjoy your game. The best selection of craft beer from Thunderhead Brewing, Confluence, and New American Brewing. The best game day food like Thunder Pies, Flame Broiled Wings, Thunder Balls. Hey, can we cut back a bit on the Thunder?
It's going to happen every time you say Thunder.
In that case, Thunder. Thunder. Thunder! Game on. Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill in Ankeny.
Yeah, we've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Yeah, sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days, okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you kidding me?
Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let... ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank. The right people, the right process. Period. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit, or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
One thing's for sure, if you're listening to this program, we can probably agree that we're all Iowa State fans. But what about pro sports? Who's your favorite NFL team, NBA team, baseball, hockey? Whatever it is, you'll find that team's flag at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. Every team, every sport, every flag, almost. Shop for yourself online, heartlandflags.com. It's an easy-to-search for the flag you want website. Click the banner ad on cyclonefanatic.com to go straight to the Iowa State merchandise. Or search for the flag you want, heartlandflags.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Thank you, Coach. Brent Bloom, Adam Gray, back here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. That's the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. And the Iowa State women's basketball season starts here in a couple of weeks right here on 1460 KXNO. Be sure to join us all year. The great Rich Fellingham will call most of those games, but guess who's the rotating color analyst?
Who's that?
Chris Williams, myself, Molly Parrott, and there's also the former Kelsey Bolte is going to call some games, now Kelsey Carper, also the former Lindsay Fenley, now or Lindsay Metters, now Fenley's going to do some color analysts. So really a rotating Mount Rushmore going to call the women's basketball games this year on 1460 KXNO. So if you haven't had enough of Chris Williams already, you're getting more of him on the women's basketball broadcast this year as the season starts a couple of weeks. But we're pleased to go back up to Ames. Talk to Dr. Tom Greenwald from the McFarland Clinic. Doc, how are you today?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Fantastic. So we got a blog post coming up tomorrow morning, first thing on CycloneFanatic.com, about the patellar tendon rupture, and that sounds just about as painful as I'm sure it is.
Yeah, it really is. It's a cousin of the quadricep tendon rupture, which I wrote about a couple weeks ago, and this is something that we see typically in our linemen. They kind of go in mano-mano in the trenches, and two big guys going at it, and something has to give. So the patella tendon is the one right below the kneecap. The quadricep tendon is the one right above the kneecap, and neither one of those can rupture, and then it has to typically be surgically repaired.
Now, what's the treatment like? So surgical repair, but how long would that keep an athlete out?
It really takes quite a while. You have to fix them up and then immobilize them and keep it straight, let it heal for a while, and then you have to start the motion and the strength. And it's really the strengthening that takes forever, somewhere up in the 6 to 8, even 10 to 12 months of recovery.
And it's Doc Greenwald who travels with the Cyclones. And, Doc, I know you have a connection to Baylor, I believe, as one of your sons, very familiar with Waco, Texas, and Baylor University. When's the last time you were down there, and how much has that new stadium changed things that the Cyclones get to play in for the first time?
Well, I'm down here right now. I'm about two blocks away from McLean Stadium.
And very cool.
Right next to the Dr. Pepper Museum that you guys were referencing. So, Vince, our son's a senior, and he's had a great experience down here. But I raised him well, and he has mixed loyalties on Saturday. He'll still be cheering for the Cyclones deep down inside, but, you know, it's his school, and he loves his school down here. McLean Stadium is amazing. It's right there on the Brazos, and it's beautiful, set up about 50,000 people. And then Baylor obviously has it going on right now, and they're playing well.
Yeah, very, very cool. Well, we'll tell Vince hi for us, and I'm sure we'll see you down there once we get down there with the Iowa State football team. And is it raining there yet, Doc?
No, actually, it's pretty muggy, but it's probably about almost 80 degrees and no rain. So let's hold off on the rain.
No kidding. All right, we'll see you down there, Doc. Thanks for joining us. That's Doc Greenwald from the McFarland Clinic in Ames. They are the doctors that take care of the Cyclones, and they can take care of you as well. Check them out at McFarland Clinic. Again, it's Dr. Greenwald, Dr. Warmy, Dr. Buck. And it's always cool to see those guys on the charter flights down there because
great guys.
They're always – and you know what I've noticed? Not that I'm spying on anybody. They're always reading stuff. Like, they're constantly educating themselves on the latest thing. Like, I'm listening to my, you know, The Weeknd and my Katy Perry and, you know, all my pop music. And those guys are reading about patella tendon ruptures.
This is why they're smarter than us, Bloom.
That's probably why.
You're looking up stats and stuff that happened in Waco back in 1865, and they're learning how to cure people.
Studying things that matters. But that's, again, visit them at McFarland Clinic, and we'll see Dr. Greenwald down at McLean Stadium in Waco, Texas, where it's going to be rainy. and we'll get more thoughts on Iowa State's trip to Waco with Adam Gray. We might even pull Tim Mullen in again from Nebraska.
You don't want to leave me here by myself.
And we'll talk more about what's upcoming in this Big 12 race, because I think the final November is going to be wild in the Big 12. We'll get Adam's thoughts of who he thinks is the favorite when we return on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive on 1460 KXNO.
Hey guys, CycloneFanatic.com is proudly sponsored by our friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart. And let me tell you, that store in Clive has everything you need to create the kitchen of your dreams. They've got top-rated appliances, flooring, and coming soon, even cabinets. There you will find everything you're looking for. More than 100 options of refrigerators, ranges, and also dishwashers. They carry the brands you trust with all of the features and colors to perfectly complete that kitchen of your dreams. It's all in one store, Nebraska Furniture Mart, just one block south of Hickman on 94th Street.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
There are three numbers Gershman Mortgage wants you to know. One, your credit score. The higher the score, the better your credit. The better your credit, the lower your loan interest, the more money you save. Two, what is the percentage rate of your current mortgage? Getting a lower mortgage rate, even 0.5%, can save you tens of thousands of dollars. Three, your wife's birthday, forget that, and the other two numbers become insignificant. Oh, and here's one more number, 330-2930, Gershman Mortgage. When buying a home, get educated, not sold. Give us a call.
Hey guys, it's Ken from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill in Ankeny. Not your average sports bar. In fact, you may be a bit thunderstruck. 29 flat screen TVs to enjoy your game. The best selection of craft beer from Thunderhead Brewing, Confluence, and New American Brewing. The best game day food like Thunder Pies, Flame Broiled Wings, Thunder Balls. Hey, can we cut back a bit on the thunder?
It's going to happen every time you say thunder.
In that case, thunder, thunder, thunder! Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill in Ankeny.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
It's Adam Gray's favorite song. Sorry, Miss Jackson.
I am for real.
Yes, you are. It's the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Go get yourself a chillerator tomorrow. Doors open at 10 a.m. MSRP of what, $1,300? They're selling that thing for $650.
It's a great deal.
If you have garage space, make that happen. And in Iowa, I mean, this is a legitimate concern.
It is.
I've dealt with fridge issues since I bought my new house, and the fridge kind of went kaput. So now, I mean, is there some ceiling issues? Anyway, you want a fridge if you're going to put it out in the cold garage. That's going to stay cold and get a chillerator.
There's nothing worse than a warm beer.
I mean,
nothing worse.
That's the worst. We might have one or two of those, and this show's done here at Bench Warmers in Ankeny. We ordered a buffalo chicken pizza. What else did we get tonight?
You know what? We left Tim up to that.
Okay,
so hopefully.
See what he came up with. But work side, I'm going to indulge our audience for 5 minutes here because we have a treat. We have two of the 13 NBA fans in Iowa right now at the same table. In fact, I think we'll also introduce Andrew Downs as one of the three of the 13 NBA fans in Iowa. He's a Lakers fan, and so we'll give him a tip of the cap to that. You're a Lakers fan.
I'm a big Lakers fan.
I feel bad for you guys. But some quick NBA notes, because the season starts Tuesday as Fred Hoiberg's Chicago Bulls, still weird to say, meet up with LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. That starts Tuesday. Some Iowa State-related notes. Melvin Ejim was cut last night by the Orlando Magic, so he will not make the Magic. I don't know what he will choose to do. I thought he may make the Magic and then be sent down to their D-League team, but they released him. So I do not believe he will end up with the Magic. And then Chris Babb is the last Cyclone potentially remaining. He's in a roster spot battle on the Golden State Warriors with Ian Clark. And I'm hearing that Ian Clark has the edge on Chris Babb to get that final roster spot. So Babb may be released by the Warriors as well. Jake Anderson, old Uncle Jake, was released by the Bulls last week. So there may not be a Cyclone left.
So if Babb gets, let's say he gets cut from Golden State, that's obviously a loaded roster.
Correct.
Couldn't he potentially get picked up by someone else?
For sure. For sure.
He's one of those guys I could see, I mean, if he could get in the right situation and just get a chance, he could stick. Not because he's great at one specific thing, that's playing defense, and he can hit enough threes to make a difference. So hopefully he can find somewhere.
He was traded this past offseason in that deal with the Celtics.
Yeah.
And it was a tough spot because, I mean, I think he fits the Warriors' personnel. I mean, you saw what they did with guys like Draymond Green and all those dudes, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson shooting all those threes. He fits what they want to do. The problem is they have so many guys with guaranteed contracts. He was almost the odd man out from the start. And in the NBA, contract guarantees are really hard to overcome if you're a little used guy. And, you know, I think for guys like Babb and Edgem, it's an uphill battle. A lot of other Cyclones are in Europe, including Deontay Garrett, Tyrese McGee, all those dudes. So keep an eye on them, and we'll keep you updated on Cyclone Fanatic as well.
What about Bryce and John Jones? I saw he
Do we count him as former Cyclone? I guess we have to. He's going to make the Pelicans.
He is going to make the team.
He's going to make the Pelicans.
Okay.
Yeah, Bryce DeJean Jones. This is what's fascinating about last year's team. All these great players. Bryce DeJean Jones ends up as really the sixth man, seventh man even.
Yeah.
And he's going to be the one that's going to be in the NBA next year. He had a huge summer league with the Pelicans, and he will be on that roster. I don't know if he'll be on the active roster, but he's going to make the Pelicans along with Anthony Davis. He's had a pretty good preseason.
Well. It is crazy, isn't it? You know, but no one ever questioned that kid's talent. I mean, he could play. He could play. It's whether or not he could, you know, stay out of trouble.
And the great news in New Orleans, you can play music and your video games as loud as you want.
You fit right in.
It's going to be great down there for Bryce DeJean Jones. Wish him the best, but Fred, still odd to see Fred Hoiberg and the Bulls. Are you going to watch Bulls games, or are you trying to ignore Fred and pretend that
yeah,
he's nowhere to be found?
I will be a huge Bulls fan as long as Fred's there. I love Fred. And, you know, I'm a Lakers fan, but let's be honest. Lakers, they're going to struggle this year, just like they struggled last year. They'll be a little bit better, but I got to have someone to cheer for that's going to have a little bit of success, and I think the Bulls will have success this year, and I think Hoiberg, like he does in everything else in his life, will have a lot of success in the NBA.
They announced today, the Bulls, that they're going to bring Joakim Noah off the bench.
I think that's a good call.
Big man may not be real happy, though, but he's a free agent after this year, so you got to keep – I think you're going to start Mirotić, the stretch four.
Well, you know Fred likes offense, and Noah doesn't bring a whole lot of offense to the table.
Does not. But, okay, let's talk football real quick. Your expectations for Saturday. Obviously, a win is going to be a very, very, very minimal chance, but what are you looking for?
I just want to see the guys compete. You know, it's going to be one of those games where it's going to be tough for them to stay in it, but I think when you get down by three touchdowns, it's really easy for you to hang your head and almost just give up. I want to see them just continue to fight. Obviously, you want to try to stay healthy because this is a game you look at. It's probably not a very winnable game, and you have some winnable games coming up after this. So stay healthy, compete, and I'd like to see the offense just become more consistent. I'm not even saying they need to go out and score 35 points, but maybe they don't score 21 of them in the first half and zero in the second. Just mix it up a little bit.
And there's some opportunities to move the ball. Well, this yeah. Baylor defense isn't out of this world. Now, they have two
some
defensive
studs.
Linemen.
Yeah.
I mean, Oakman, who everyone talks about, he's that mammoth human being. I know it's 6'8". 300.
He's LeBron Billings, James, yeah.
Billings is the better of the two. He's a defensive tackle. He'll be a top 10 pick in the NFL. I mean, you wouldn't think that Baylor would have a great run defense, but they're pretty good.
Yeah.
And Billings is the big reason why. I mean, he's 340 pounds. I think I read where he can bench press something like 650 and squat like 750. He's just a he's a freak. They all are.
Yeah.
All those. They're all freaks.
Locke and Burton and those guys are going to have their hands full for sure. And you know, it's an opportunity. That's the way you got to look at it, though. There's an opportunity to go out there and make a statement that, hey, we can compete with these guys.
And we'll see if we see more Joel Lanning. They said again this week that they hope to play Joel Moore. I think you'll see him in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll see him quite a bit the rest of the game as well. And
how many snaps do you think?
Do. I'm going to say 20-plus.
20-plus.
I think he's going to have 20-plus. Are you take the over or the under there?
I take the over because I think in the end of the fourth quarter, he'll probably be getting a majority of the snaps in that game, so I would take the over. I would like to see them do a little bit different. They pretty much ran the same play when he's been in there, that wildcat where they send Trevor Ryan in motion and he either hands it off or runs up the middle. I'd like to see him do a couple different packages and just see what he can do that's not so comfortable for him. So, well, it'll be interesting.
11 o'clock kick. That's on Fox Sports 1. Join us on the Cyclone Radio Network. Myself, Ben Brun, starting at 9 in the morning. Waco, Texas will be full of Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper was invented. The Buffalo Chicken Pizza just arrived right on cue right here at Benchwarmers. And Ankeny, come join us. Have a beverage with us. We might even give you a piece of pizza. But for Adam Gray, for Tim Mullen from Nebraska, Furniture Mart, Clive, I want to thank Dr. Tom Greenwald as well. And Andrew Downs, John Sellers, no Chris Williams today. Thank him. This is Brent Bloom signing off from Benchwarmers at Ankeny on the Cyclophonic Radio Show, 1460 KXNO.